Good morning, everyone. And as you know, the winds have come up and it would make it a little difficult to control the situation outdoors. So once again, welcome to our home. Well, if you've been watching the news, and most of us have been keeping an eye on it, we hear that the coronavirus in Sydney is continuing to spread. And with the spreading, I really don't believe we're going to see any opening up in regional New South Wales for a few weeks. We never know, but we'll just hang in there and we'll continue to do our videos to where we can have some consistency. We can all stay together on the same thoughts and ideas. So let's get started. I know there's a lot of things going on in the world for us to think about, including these inconveniences from the COVID restrictions. So we have a lot of things to occupy our minds. And the truth is, all of us have our own set of problems or worries or things that weigh on our spirits that cause us to worry and fret. So what I'm going to say today is for all of us, me included. First up, I want to look at what some of the self-help people in our world have said about a positive mental attitude. And there's some pretty good teachers out there that give us some great insights onto how to keep a positive mind. And then we're going to go over to the scriptures and see what God has to say about our worrying and our fretting. But first, let's ask God to help us get our heads around this. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the day you've allowed us to have. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your presence, even in the midst of inconvenient circumstances, more particularly in the midst of those circumstances. Thank you that you have never left us, nor will you. And you always have a plan to move forward. Help us just to get our heads around some things that you gave us many years ago. Lord, I ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, before we get started working through our struggles, I'm going to stop just for a second and encourage all of us to seriously think about what's causing our negative mental attitude, or I guess we could call it our moodiness. We can all say it's the COVID restrictions, and that does weigh on us. But I think in a lot of cases, there are other things that weigh us down. It might even be good to acknowledge some of those things that are bothering us. And when we do that, we may discover that there's somebody that we need to give an apology to. Or maybe somebody that we need to forgive, as Jesus told us to do. Then, we need to focus on someone else rather than ourselves. Listen, doing something for someone else will always make our situation better. Just try it and see. And then move on. It's never good to sit and stir or stew on what's bringing you down. Unfortunately, that's what we do, isn't it? Well, when we rehearse our problems, we say that we're looking for a way through our problems. But the truth is, when we play them over and over and over, it's like digging a hole with a shovel. We just get deeper and deeper into our problems. And one psychologist calls this brooding or ruminating. You see, when we start replaying the negatives, then all the other negatives associated with that situation just comes to the party. And before long, we find ourselves in a dark hole with a lot of rubbish piled on top. It's not a good place to be. So we need to stop playing the negatives over and over and over and find something positive to look at. Well, for me, I kind of like to scroll through the internet and find some positive animal stories. Just recently, I saw where there was a cow and a leopard that become best mates. Nobody understood why that happened, but it did. Or maybe a cat and a bird that are constantly looking after each other. Well, you see, in the face of natural instincts, kindness and goodness prevails. It's almost like a snapshot of the Garden of Eden. But seriously, I think sometimes you and I can learn from the animal kingdom. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we have a much higher source of instruction that we can connect with. And the Bible has given us some really good information about our negative attitudes and our fretting and our brooding. So let's go with me to Psalms chapter 37, a very common chapter in the Bible. And let's see what David had to say. Okay, let's start with verse number 1. Fret not yourselves because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers. Now, for our study today, what I want to do is just focus on the first two words, fret not or don't fret. Fretting means focusing on something that's troubling us. The word literally means kind of like grinding on it. That's that brooding or ruminating that the psychologist talked about. And David said, don't do that. But he was more specific about that in verse number 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only leads to evil doing. Don't fret, because it leads to a negative result. So if we start fretting, we might as well expect some negatives are going to come our way. You and I both know what happens when we start playing our negatives over and over, and we get ourselves into a bad mood. And if someone crosses us during that time, well, you know the rest of the story. And that's why David said, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Similar to what James says, he says the wrath of man does not fulfill the righteousness of God. So get rid of that anger and forsake wrath. So, what do we do when we find ourselves fretting over something? Well, David gives us a lot of information about what to do instead of fretting. Verse number 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. In each of these verses, we're going to look at just the instructional part of what he's saying. And he just said, trust in the Lord and do good. Simply trust God and do good to other people. The two things that we're supposed to honor the most, God and other people, that's what we're supposed to focus on during difficult times. And it's a good suggestion to focus on God and others instead of fretting or worrying so much. Now let's go over to verse number 5. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in Him, and He will act. Commit your way to the Lord. This sounds so much like surrendering to the Lord. Something similar to what we talked about last week about surrendering to the cross of Jesus. You see, surrendering to someone is a humbling place to be, particularly in difficult times. But don't forget, God can be trusted even more so than ourselves in difficult times. Now let's look at verse number 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Oh, there's a patient word. Many times in the Bible, we are encouraged to rest, wait, or be still. Something we have such struggles doing today. But you see, all of these actions reflect on our trust in God. If we don't trust God, we definitely won't rest in Him. One more thing about this comment, resting in the Lord sounds a whole lot like being enfolded in his care. Look at it again, resting in the Lord, in his hands, in his care. And when we're in his care, he is completely responsible. We won't need anything else. I'm going to play a song at the end that kind of reflects that. And then finally from David in verse number 34, wait for the Lord and keep his way. Waiting, waiting. It's not something we're good at. We want it yesterday. If there's one thing I've learned in my Christian walk, God never gets in a hurry, ever. Matter of fact, I believe he on purpose hesitates and he waits just so we'll surrender and give up and get out of the way where he can come in and do what he needs to do. So don't fret. We are to trust, commit, and wait on the Lord. That all sounds so much like God wants us to get into a place of complete surrender and trust. And I know this thought of surrender is coming up over and over and over, but that's the only place for a Christian to be, is in a position of complete trust and surrender in God for him to do what he wants to do. Because we wouldn't do it on our own. We have to get out of the way and let him do what he wants to do. But when times get tough, will we rest and trust and commit to him? But some of us feel like we have a need to be doing something during the process of surrendering to the Lord. So let's go over and look at someone who also liked to be part of the action. His name was the Apostle Paul. Go with me to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Paul says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Just break that apart first. First up, don't be anxious about anything. And there's that fret not again that we have looked at in the Psalms. Next, he says, but in everything, pray consistently. Start praying. Pray every day. Don't stop praying. Keep on bringing it to the Lord. Keep it in front of the Lord and then respond to what he tells us to do. And then he says, with thanksgiving. This may be hard in difficult times, but Paul said we are to be grateful even in the hard times. Gratitude is a game changer. To be grateful for what we do have, even when things are a struggle. Then Paul said, the peace of God that we cannot understand will keep our hearts and minds in Jesus. And take note, our hearts and minds are the things that we struggle with when we're fretting or ruminating. So let's pray consistently with a grateful heart. Then rest, wait, and commit and trust in the Lord, and then he will make things happen. You see, I believe if we will do these things, then God will move, and it doesn't really matter what our circumstances are. God is always greater than our problems. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for that. So I invite you and myself to keep these things in mind as we go through our inconvenient circumstances. If we'll do what's right in the middle of the struggle, we'll come out the other end with our faith in God much, much stronger. And that's what we want. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the instructions on what to do. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you that now we know what to do rather than set, worry, fret, and ruminate. Now help us to do what you've shown us. In Jesus' name, amen.